they are just prototypes, so it's kind of hard to say where they go from here. I know they announced new lighthouses for next year, which makes sense, I guess. If they can improve the stability of the tracking and stuff like that. But you do have to wonder, you know, like what, like prototypes and new shit all the time, and like that makes sense for this as a fledgling new technology that, you know, is really only for a small number of people and all that sort of stuff. But when you've got companies marketing it like it's such a big deal as well, or you've got, you know, like a lot of hype around it, how many of those customers feel burned when new stuff like that comes out? And with Vive, I mean, you know, like, how many of those have they really sold? Is it like 150,000 or something like that at this point? Like, maybe it's not a big deal. That they would, you know, want to iterate on it so quickly. But I guess, like, at what point does that stuff stabilize? And that seemed like it would be the Sony approach, to be like, hey, we're releasing a device for our PlayStation 4, end of story. But then the Sony stuff has been so shaky that I don't know. I don't know. And I guess the relative price probably matters too. You know, if Sony came out in 2 months and said, hey, so, we realized the best way for us to fix this is to release an upgraded version of the breakout box that also has a second camera port on it, so you can plug in two cameras and then have four cameras on your PS4 pointing at you, and then, hooray. Like, that would kind of suck, but at the same time, like, that camera is, what, $60? And then a new breakout box would... You know, you would think that'd be the sort of thing where they're like, send us your old breakout box, we'll, and $20 concealed cash in an envelope. We'll give it, you know, or some kind of upgrade thing for something like that. I don't know. I checked last night, and the firmware and system software situation for all this stuff on the PS4 was exactly the same as it was when we streamed. And I have pretty much had the same issues playing stuff like Rigs. I'm gonna go inside this gas station. rigs it. I you know, I'll dig more into the VR comfort settings menu when we actually stream some rigs later today. But the options they show you in that tutorial, it's got two turning options. Either you use the right stick and play it like it's a video game, or you use your head to move both the lasers and the thing, the ship that you're in, the mech, whatever, your rig, I guess. And both of those feel fucking terrible. Like, I don't know, like, they do a thing where whenever you are turning your, or whenever you're moving, the FOV closes in, almost like it was, like, some kind of, like, last-minute thing they did. They're like, oh, well, this will get people less sick if they see less of the movement, and we focus it in the center of their view instead of using the full... So it's this weird thing where you, every time you move, you get weird tunnel vision, and it was just freaking me out. Like, I felt real bad doing it last night. I don't know. It just seems ill-conceived. I'm not really sure what they're going for, but, like, both turning options feel really unnatural in a way, too. We'll try to play some multiplayer today, assuming there are other people that are getting the headset. It's half the reason why we did this today instead of yesterday, was to try to play some online multiplayer rigs. And to give as much time as possible for potential firmware updates and all that sort of stuff. But now it is out. Today's the day. It's on sale. And yeah, last night, Riggs was, I did not expect it to be, like, it was working okay, like, it wasn't shaking too badly, like, the tracking and stuff like that wasn't off by too much, compared to some of the other games we played last week. So it's just like, it seemed like Riggs, when working properly, is still kind of sickening. But yeah, I don't know. I want to see if there's a setting to turn off the weird tunnel vision thing, because that's crazy. That's really crazy. And I bet it's a thing that they put in place to try to reduce motion sickness or something like that. So they do have, like, a VR comfort settings menu where it'll be like... like when you blow up, you eject out of the top of your mech and then respawn in another one. And by default, they don't show you ejecting. And then in the tutorial, they show it to you once and they're like, do you want to, like, keep seeing this or no? What do you want to do? What feels okay? And they have you try all the turning options and stuff like that. And it's smart because they're kind of like, trying to get to a point where they're like, hey, what's comfortable for you and what's going to make you crazy? It's just that I don't think any of the options are particularly comfortable. And that's, you know, after playing Battlezone and a bunch of other cockpit-based VR games without issue, you know, if I was just kind of naturally queasy, I would be pretty... I would feel like, oh, well, you know, that's just me, I guess. But, like, as someone who has done a lot of dumb shit that people probably shouldn't do in VR and had it go off without a hitch. Looking at a roller coasters going fast, looking out the side of them and, you know, like, while standing up and just a lot of weird shit like that over the course of this year. I feel like I have built up some knowledge around VR and VR comfort, I guess. Both from my own experiences and talking to others and stuff like that. So I don't know. Riggs seems ill-conceived. But we'll see how it goes. If I dig into that menu and find some more options, maybe I can kind of play with it some more. there's still a couple of games that we don't have yet that I'll probably either buy or, you know, see if we get the code along the way during the day today. I don't currently have Hatsune Miku VR Future Live, but that's supposed to come in today. We don't have Gun Jack, but we've covered that elsewhere. I'm not sure that we need to look at that again. See if it shows up, I guess, but Hustle Kings VR, the pool game, don't currently have that. I've yet to see a 100-foot robot golf running in VR, so I'm actually curious to see how that looks and plays and stuff. I've not played a ton of that game yet. I like that as far as I can tell, each robot has its own dumb way of hitting the ball. It's a, you know, multiple click system, or the one robot I was trying was like, it's like two throttles, left and right trigger analog, so you'd have to pull them to the same point to hit it straight, or kind of, you know, offset one way or the other to hit it to the side, I assume. Drive Club and some of this other stuff. It seems like Drive Club VR is a completely different game than Drive Club. Like, it installs separately. It seems like it might have its own trophies and stuff like that. Whereas Super Stardust Ultra VR, even though it has its own store page and all that other stuff, just seems to install, or the trophies are just DLC for Super Stardust Ultra. Yes, here's this traffic. Good, good, good. Still can't believe it didn't have an invert option. Well, I mean, you know, if you were playing in VR, you wouldn't ever have an invert option. For camera type stuff. looking at this traffic, I'm starting to think this stream might start slightly late.
Estimated time in traffic, 25 minutes. Go straight on for 45 minutes to exit 438, State Route 1 South, 19th Avenue, Golden Gate Park.
The screen just says jam, 29 minutes. Go for a 29-minute jam right about now.
What's going on?
Hey, to tie the two stories together earlier, Rich, you mentioned that you couldn't get the Sudafed at the drugstore unless you got it.
I'm always going to be very ideological. I'm always going to be a believer, but now you've grown, you've gotten older, and you think you've gotten smarter, but you've really just gotten more bitter.
No, thank you.
Listen to me. I asked her for Adidas and she bought me zips. I said, Mom, what are you doing? You ruined my rap.
She said, you're only 16. You don't have a rap yet. I said, Mom, let's put these things back, please. She said, no. You come to school to learn, not for a fashion show. I had to see you shine and I'm cool, Mom. I'm not bothering my please, but back to bell bottom Brady one trousers. Once you, I can live with that bunch. You gotta put back the double knit reversible slacks. She wasn't in, everything stayed the same. Inevitably, the first day of school came. I thought I could get over. I tried to play sick, but my mom said, yum, no way, forget it, there was nothing I could do. I tried to relax, I got dressed up in the ancient artifacts. And when I walked into school, it was just as I thought. The kids were cracking up, laughing at the clothes mom bought. And though she weren't laughing, still had a ball. Cause they were pointing and whispering as I walked down the hall. I got home and told my mom how my day went. She said, if they were laughing, you don't need them, cause they're not good friends. For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was gonna have to go through this about 200 more times. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue, parents just don't understand.
Accident reported ahead.
Word.
Like I was talking. Should have seen this girl's bodily dimensions. I honked my horn just to get her attention. She said, was that for me? I said, yeah. She said, why? I said, come on and take a ride with a hell of a guy. She said, how do I know you're not sick? You could be some deranged lunatic. I said, come on, tits. My name is the Prince. Besides, would a lunatic have a Porsche like this? She agreed we were on our way. She was looking very good, so was I, must say. We hit McDonald's. She kicked her shoes off onto the floor. She said, drive fast, speed turns me on. She put a hand on my knee. I put my foot on the gas. We almost got whiplash. I took off so fast. The sunroof was open. The music was high. And this girl's hand was steadily moving up my thigh. She had opened up three buttons on her shirt so far. I guess that's why I didn't notice that police car. We're doing 98.
just shoved me in the car on my face. It was a hard ride home. I don't know how I survived it. They took turns. One would beat me while the other was driving. I can't believe it. I just made a mistake. Well, parents are the same no matter time or place. So to you other kids all across the way, take it from me. Parents just don't understand.
I mean, think about it. The only way, the reason that that whole bit is less creepy is that because it's established that he is in school in the context of the rap, and that if he doesn't have a license, then he is...
Yeah, that's cool. Let's go to the next record.
At least 15. Or at most 15. So the 12-year-old runaway thing, slightly less awful, I guess, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Marl in the house tonight.
I mean, not that he was actually 15 when he wrote performed that. I mean, yeah, I don't know that. Yeah. Yep.
Hip hop was set out in the dark. They used to do it out in the park. Every place they said his name, it rang in along. Otherwise known as Mean T-Tong. A brother who's known for his rap.
Now think about it in the context of that song was fucking massively, hugely worldwide popular. Though they cut that part out, I think. I think those two bars or four bars got cut out of the video. Which is almost worse because it means that at some point someone had to acknowledge, like, hey, this is fucked up. Sitting still.
Time in traffic, 23 minutes. Go straight on for 35 minutes to US 101 South, Marina Boulevard.
Boulevard.
Dead dreams, born and soul. You gotta try and receive your goal. However you do it, however you may, don't ever listen to what
show bookings 901-292-0795.
You really selling it.
901-292-0795.
Now, that's that country stuff. That's that country right there.
Yeah, we about to bed.
I'm gonna keep it in there. I'm not even gonna edit that out. How about that?
Oh man, you blessed me for real.
Big Trill, Coca, Van Gogh.
Oh yeah.
I appreciate you guys coming for breakfast, and make sure you vote.
Oh yeah.
Not for Trump.
Oh no, I'm just, you know.
It's Project Pat, Air Candy Waters.
Here we go from the top, second verse of the same song. With the conclusion, most should be got the will of the dog. And since the 9 o'clock, I've heard the cheek. It's like everything bad I see me like, do you remember me? I hope my end is level with my hoes through Lego. Keep me chugging like Frank, so with them playing on my ego. I have the tendency to fuck start off with my own group and pick up the light. And all of a sudden, I see high moving guesses like Raffy and Michael Brook is the magician. If I was the lack, it might be second up competition. Better ride again and you'll believe I got my own thing. Straight behind my hoes, so miss me with the chicken soul train. And I'ma break my note, cause it's so token. So how does that when I stupid to be when I'm smoking? A black man trying to make it that I ain't no fair. But just like that, yes, it's easy. I take it with look. Do the diddy if you want to, because then I can see if I want to.
Tyree Henry is here.
Hello.
What made you use your middle name and your whole name?
Apparently, man, like, I was leaving grad school, and I was doing, my first gig was Shakespeare in the Park. I was doing Romeo and Juliet in 07, and I was trying to fill my playbill out, and they were like, you can't use that name. There's already Brian Henry. And I was like, wait, are you telling me I can't use my name?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah. So I was like, all right, I guess I got to do what, you know, most black actors do is add their middle name. And every black actor I know with three names is amazing.
Yeah.
So I will take that L and use my middle name.
And it's always the middle name. See, he could have got away with Brian Henry and people wouldn't have known he was black or not.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
When I was at Yale, man, they always called me Brian Henry. And I introduced myself. I'm like, yeah, I'm Brian Henry. And they're like, yeah, Brian Henry what? I was like, that's my first and last name. I'm like, yeah. Brian Henry.
Yeah.
So, you know, Tyree, I guess, has a little bit of ethnicity in there. So
right. A little bit.
Put that chicken on it.
You know, man, I'm going to make that curry go. We good.
All right.
Well, speaking of Shakespeare, we decided to see if you would put your twist, your Broadway twist.
Commercial free 86.
Wax off.
The weekly VJ Big 40 Countdown.
tubular.
Rock nostalgists agree. Sirius XM's Lithium has the mix of angst and fun they're looking for.
I'm in a happy place.
Commercial free. 90s alternative and grunge.
Thank you.
bring up Conor McGregor to be getting shout-outs.
Excellent marketing move by the Dominator.
Could not have done it better myself. Hello, Nacho.
Hey, I was just curious what is happening. It's going to sound like when I die.
Oh, I am being glad that you are calling about this. Like that.
Sound like it's not your lucky day, man.
Hello, Josh.
Hey, Cleo, can you predict how you're gonna die?
I'm gonna kill myself if I gotta talk to one more dumb son of a nothing like yourself here at 855 Ellis 41.
Kyle!
Yes, Cleo.
I
want to know if my ex-girlfriend's gonna make a fourth new email address to try and contact me from.
You wish, man.
She gonna be calling you collect when she go to jail, man.
She gonna be calling a new guy to be getting some broad dick.
You know what you done when you stuck the magic stick inside that crazy bitch in the first place? What you expect?
This is great morning radio right here. They've got sound effects.
Last call.
Fuck the crazy, live with the crazy.
Josh.
Good sound, good accent, good everything, good.
What's up, man? I'm calling from Tennessee, right near the beach, buddy. Hey, I'm on my way to see my parole officer. I want to know if he's going to drug test me or not.
You shouldn't have not been doing the drugs beforehand, you know this.
No, I didn't say I was doing drugs now.
But I am a psychic and I am aware that you have been doing the drugs. That is why you'll be asking, man. Because if you are tested, you will be testing positive for the drugs that you have consumed.
I predict it's a pretty dumb thing to smoke meth when you're on parole, boy.
But at the same time, way to party.
Praise Jah.
Wait. Oh, what? Last one. Hello, Adam.
Yes. How you boys doing?
We're ladies.
Irie?
This is still happening.
I want to know how my hang trip will go next
time. I am being 400 pounds.
Maria Bumbleclot, the big girl, maybe you go big game hunting, you come hunt old Maria here.
One of my titties is the same size as the average pregnant lady's stomach.
Ooh.
Maybe you can fit your head between my bosoms and I will comfort you.
She a five-pointer.
You cry from not getting any of your kills.
This is still happening.
Yes, and I will tell you why you did not get your kills. Because you'll be stinking of your pussy.
Wow. Damn.
On the bright side, you will die. Can I go now?
Hey, just gonna enjoy some beats now.
Right.
Steel drum, kind of underrated.
I like going to places where they have steel drum.
It's very soothing. How do they do it?
It's a giant steel drum, and they hit it with those polishing sticks.
Oh, I know, but how do they make a steel drum?
Like, they tap it with a hammer.
But you put dents in metal, and all of a sudden it makes that noise?
Yeah, it's annoying as fuck. Like, they're making it, that is.
Let's make a segue from doing offensive racial stereotypes to talking about what Halloween costumes people should not wear this year because they embody offensive racial stereotypes. Uh-oh.
Okay.
I think that'll be enough.
Yes, shift right onto that moral high ground.
You want to talk through these with us? So, just to introduce...
Hey, Will Fox! Will Fox! Will Fox! Will Fox! Will Fox! Will Fox!
Finger!
Blast!
Slapping that ass.
We all know... We're all familiar with offensive Halloween costumes, obviously.
For cropland. Farmers have been uprooting trees, plowing untouched land, and planting soybeans there for the past decade. But overwhelming global supplies and a four-year drought is causing some farmers to reconsider. The Matopiba region is known for its year-round high temperatures and variable rainfall, but soybean production expanded anyway. Overall productivity fell 40% below the country's main growing region last season, after trailing just 6% the year before. Brazil's second largest farming group began gradually moving out of the region in 2014 and won't plant a single acre there this year, saying the cost of clearing land can't be justified at current soybean prices. High-protein wheat is in tight supply all around the globe, and recent rain and snow in the Canadian prairies is making it even scarcer. Traders say premiums for high-quality wheat are likely to rise in the next few months. The USDA further tightened the supply of high-protein wheat when it trimmed its forecast for the spring wheat crop. The price spread between Chicago and Minneapolis wheat futures is more than a dollar per bushel. At last check, you can see the 1 year for spring wheat down 10.74%, sitting at $5.25¾. Meanwhile, when it comes to Chicago wheat, down 25.07% on the year, sitting at $4.09½. We'll keep you updated on that. Mark Gobble joins us in just a few minutes. Sudden rains in drought-ridden Ukraine could threaten wheat production. The rains are good for the 65% of the crop that has...
The Eye of the Storm?
Yeah, go into the Eye of the Storm. No, like a twister?
Yeah.
Tonight in the North Bay, and then rain for everybody tomorrow morning on your way to work. Throwback station Q102.
Great.
And Mia Amor in the morning, then it's 10 throws in a row every hour. There's some drama in San Jose yesterday. There was a big standoff. There's a guy inside of a house. He was suspected of kidnapping and burglary. He was considered to be armed and dangerous. It all started, you know, before like 9 o'clock in the morning. The police were called about a theft at the O'Reilly Auto Parts store on Tully Road.
I might call that a little bit more than drama.
By jumping over a fence.
This was a 12-hour standoff.
And then there was a foot chase. Dude breaks into three homes. Wow. He held two women hostage. There were hostage negotiators there.
I might call that a few steps up from some drama in San Jose.
He was pulled up in this house.
It was 12 hours.
Then they finally got him 12 hours later.
And he didn't sustain any injuries. Can you believe that?
That's why I don't jump fences, man. Barbed wire is dangerous.
Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo.
Classic hip hop. Backspin.
This that what we do, don't tell your mom shit. This that red cup all on the lawn shit. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon, bitch. I know.
He got a fresh cut straight up out the salon. We're all excited about it.
Uh-huh, honey.
Close your eyes and let the word paint 1,000 pictures. One good girl is worth 1,000 bitches. Bam. Fuck you hard in the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, can't get spunked on a mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome, Romy, Romy, Rome think? Hey, you remember
when we
first met? Okay, I don't remember when we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. Hey, you know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes, I got the worst rep. But hey, the backstroke I'm trying perfect. Hey, yo, we made the Thanksgiving. So hey, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked your bitch for other bitches? Maybe we could still make it to the church steps. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long ass verses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept.
Get tired of loving with nobody. Just grab somebody. Don't leave in this party with nobody.
bones in the house, watch your mouth. The bones in the house, watch your mouth. Your mouth, your mouth. Bam.
This is a Hip Hop Nation first alert.
New music from another new artist.
And people really loved what the show's message was.
Well, it all happened for a second.
I'm a tricky nigga.
Yeah. くても平気なんてないよ。お気味な。まあ。お前かやっけ。今日カッパーになる末端からハイになっていくタイプ。なんですぐしないの。飛び出してるやだが苦病の証。腹壊した大の大人が今頃来たのか誰だお前は。あでもねこうでもねって言ってる間になる魔が差す真っ逆さまに。今すぐですぐブルーになる日。止まる11パフォーマンス見せてくれるあの日。ドーパッパラッパ粗末な経験で視界狭めてんだ。オミガスタイムラインに次はない。気づけばほらくたびれたおっさん。地獄へ座ったい見つい今がすり抜ける。 It's time up すぐになくなる End time It's over すべてなくなる。
I hate everyone and nobody can help. vibes and hit with the gossip. And as an idiot, slapping six in a mosh pit, paid on my bills, but the water's still toxic. Only thing to do now is sit around and talk shit. Doing awesome, it's all fubar. Fuck you and your cool car. I hate flowers and airplanes, nice guys and good bees. Only thing alive in this world is some good weed. Breathing in and out, but I'm angry. The sun is judged, these teachers blame me. Boss won't pay me, government's faithless. These like things that I have no basis. And I'm sorry, how's that? Dead back in my mouth.
Tomorrow and tomorrow.
people.
Wait for the tunnel. I can't wait. Getting into this drink right now. Right now. Here in traffic. Ugh.
Uma vez, uma vez, uma vez, uma vez, uma vez.
Think so.
How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're giving really drives me crazy. You don't have a player like the church. I was at a loss for words first time that we spoke.
You're looking for a girl that'll treat you daytime with a light.
You might be the type if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night.
You expect me to just...
get evacuated. Kids have been activists and they ain't even activated. Every to the
An open microphone can be dangerous.
Stuff, nigga. West Coast. I can make a promise right now to take your life. I can give you a threat that make you change your life.
Stuff, nigga. West Coast.
I can make a promise right now to take your life.
West side. Busting at you.
Terrorist threats.
Came with some real shit and start busting on you bitch niggas to kill some shit. Hot shells and cocktails, rags on faces. A terrorist fucking it up and chucks some fat laces. I stand with trigger a cannon off, bitch. I ain't from the Taliban, I'm from the nigga band. West side rolling motherfuckers up. Call me Doug McBain, I'm about to blow this motherfucker up.
West side, nigga.
I'm right now, taking your life. I'm gonna give you a touch that make you change your life.
We got some niggas scared like a snitch at a gangster cookout. And when the meter read red, cowards get took out. Back with more firepower than before. To us, a nuclear bombing is just a drug war. And I got dope gangsterism and stardom. And got niggas shaking that ain't even from Harlem. Spit rapid fire down in the whole place. And it's hard to breathe with duct tape on your face.
I'm from that dumb ass CG car. P you up in ER for my PR, nigga. Superstar, smoking on a cigar. Little homies know who the OGs are. Been the shit since 86 and even right now. Ain't got the brag to these bitches by my lifestyle. Don't mistake the West Sider for Al Qaeda. This ain't Superfly, nigga. I'm a spider.
To a ringtone for my old Nokia phone. It like plot, you know, it was like monotone beeps. Not any kind of like digital sample of it or anything like that. We'll be right back. having a little trouble with the Japanese version of Samba de Amigo for the Dreamcast, because it didn't expect people to be as tall as I am. Like, you could set, like, you could pick a height, I guess.
All right. And
they changed the heights for the U.S. release. Like, the height, the height ranges. And so that version ended up working better.
That makes it even more fun. I just hold lamp and vamp it with a shotgun. Cops try to flex, but guns they'll never find. My lethal weapon's my mind. Yeah, the deck gets rap bust from my lips. You think I'm finished? I load another clip, look at my face. I crack an evil grin, lyrics break death from the microphone map 10. Some of those seeds you ain't down with. Try to kick game, but end up talking weak shit. Yo, you weak, you whack, you need to quit your little punk. Go dig a damn ditch, get out my face. I'm tired of the press too. You write about me, I write about you. You think I'm violent, but listening, you will find. My lethal weapon's my mind.
His lethal weapon's his mind.
Many people to this stage, but for more violence, I really have to disagree. It's entertainment, like Terminator on TV, but some will never see you stupid, ignorant, and blind. The lethal weapon's the mind.
Right, yeah, for Samba 2000, they rolled the U.S. changes back into that one, I think, to give you that higher centimeter count.
The mind.
The mind. Oh, this tunnel. Come on. Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? I got my jammy with me at all times.
This guy's jammy with us.
You know what I'm saying? It can't take this one thing away from me that's got more power than any gun in the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about brain power, huh, boy? It can't mess with me because I'm too smart for them out there. You know what I'm saying? Fully strapped, always packed. Go to the library, get some more ammo. You know what I'm saying?
Fully strapped, always packed.
Just like watch out, enemy captured in China, yeah, Melishka, my nuku. Are you? Just like making on enemy market in China, yeah, Melishka, my nuku. Are you? Just like watch out, enemy captured in China, yeah, Melishka, my nuku. Are you? Just
just like making on my enemy market. Kishina yama looking at you cool. Buffle. Got me too strong. Kakko tsukete misete o kuni ga Italia. Mitaku chotto dake sono kini sasete. Ha, retire shichau makka no ruby. Anta nanka muri. Machi naka pakuri. Watch out when me. Nani ga nan demo ganji ga rame de kawaii tte itchau shugi. Sore ga boom no ruru. Nita mono bakari beautiful blue. Mezame yo ningen osoro banzen. Achi muite hoi de mekuramase. Kyū ni enjin fukasu toki midori iro shita shi ga minagiru. You are acha kocha tsuna hiku kaisu. One, two, three. The next stop chair. Just like one. Watch out, enemy caught the kishina, yamelu shika nai no fool. Are you? Just like making on my enemy market, kishina, yamelu kina, you cool. Buffle. Just like watch out, enemy caught the kishina, yamelu shika nai no fool. Are you? Just like making on my enemy market, kishina, yamelu kina, you cool. Freaky or juicy, freaky na instant queen. Freaky na free de uchikom kui. Onaji rhythm de up and down. Unatsuka anta wa kore na bari sa. Yana koto atta ro naka PPP. Waza waza muri shite naku feeling. Sore wa taisou miyabi na koto de gozaimasu. What you used to be. Hey yo, what's up baby? How you know style dake? Sasete nai ke, hontou wa motto igetsu nai ze. Know me? Hey yo, what's up baby? How you know style dake? Ano ko ni naritai, sono ko ni naritai. Narenai kara ganbari. Just like watch out, enemy caught the kishina, yamelu shika nai no fool. Are you? Just like making on my enemy market, kishina, yamelu kina, you cool. Buffle. Just like watch out, enemy caught the kishina, yamelu shika nai no fool. Are you? Just like making on my enemy market,
stop in the tunnel, close to the end of the tunnel, but still stuck in the tunnel.
Buffle.
We took asses for 10 days straight up in the mountains. Started running with the stallions, playing frisbee in the West Indies. Did the tango with my kidneys, eyes open, now I know just what my kids need. Rocking very loose pants, yeah. Rocking very loose pants, yeah. Buried a million in the sand by the cloud tower. Before I die, take a hot shower. Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset.
Oh, I hope the alley is not closed today. I don't have time to drive around the fucking block. Small part for a podcast series yesterday that sounds like it'll be pretty cool. I'm not a huge part of it or anything, but there are no small parts, right? But yeah, it sounds cool. Andy Daly's in it, and Paul Tompkins, and Weird Al, and some other people. And the trailer they put out for it sounds pretty funny. So I'll probably post something about it on Twitter. I think it starts next week. It's like a 4-episode series or something like that.
you should know.
Talk about your shit, motherfucker, stop fronting.
I thought it was awesome. Yeah, I don't know. It only took a couple minutes to get it in there.
Fuck the whole world. Freedom of jail clips inserted the babies.
But that it was fun, still fun to do.
You on a block playing killer with your knife. Without a gun, you an option. Be cut off for the game, and they gon' play rock, paper, scissors with your life. I'm usually more spiritual at night, cause murder's in the air, more like a pippin' Nike. Whipping white, the white American kryptonite. Living the scripted life, a different chick, a different type. Whoever fixing chicken rice, I spend the night. In the morning, go home to my wife before she try and sell my shit. 99% sure that she gon' try and smell my dick. Thirsty niggas is praying to hell I slip. The baddest bitches, the last bitches you would've ever imagined would've had chlamydia, getting dragged to cities. City after city, niggas paying cash for the love of ass and titties.
Hey, you should know.
It is called Hoot Gibson Vegas Cowboy.
Talk about your shit, motherfucker. Stop fronting.
And they've got a, yeah, what is it, howl.fm/hoot. They've got a trailer up for it.
I don't know why y'all so highly regarded. You rhyme like you borderline mildly. I tell you what my father has started. I rhyme on a god level, the godliest artist. Y'all follow artists who target their audience, but not me. I target the artist, follow the target. Holding the strap, pointing at accents. And that's when I tell them like Kobe the Shaq. You lazy and I'm tired of your jogging. Shoot at their feet till the dance start. I'm going ham in the slaughterhouse. Fuck you and your damn charts. And your crowd participation. I'm putting a landmine under your stage. Had his place raining fan parts. And call that shit crowd precipitation. I'm more premium than my own DJ and Pops brother. I came out of my mama womb with a box cutter. Lyrical spitting image that mirrors the birth of Slim. None of these rappers could work with me. I work with them.
You should know.
You don't really want nothing.
You should know.
Talk a bunch of shit, motherfucker. Stop fronting.
So
what you saying, yo?
Keep playing, y'all niggas are burned.
You should know. Fuck the whole world.
Yeah,
bro. On the vocals, you have Detroit Soul Dwelling. Provide the instruments. We have the incomparable Adrian Young.
The recording is a group session. No, it's just I have like it's like two lines. It was not a group recording thing. I just got on and recorded some stuff this week. Recorded my stuff this week and sent it off. But it was fun. I've never really done anything like that before. So even it being like this small-ish thing, I don't know. I'm kind of psyched about it. It's kind of cool.
See, I saw the night and dream bubbles. I've been the sea double, so I sip until my bladder buzz. You in VIP, so why you mad at us? Box stand, I'm in the world, box trot. And get my friends stand on, follow my lead, girl.
Baby, come over, keep doing like the shout-out. Just meet me at the Cobra, come and up. Baby, come over, keep doing like the shout-out. Just meet me at the Cobra, come and
up. While all my niggas running around like the mothership landed. Or is it because there's some mothers who hand it? Their daughters over to the nightlife. Guess we try to find a night wife to get with. It's a face with the whole clique. I pour the draft. I get the first pick. Run this easily. Keep cool like D. Joey and Jake around the way. We're going. But first comes all these women who are.
Fuck, man. Come on. Almost there. I'm almost there. Got a duffel bag full of VR headset.
Yo, I talk no shame upon this. I got aim all on this. Shoot, score, trap. That's
looking all cute and out of position while I'm wishing to get her bottom limbs arched like a grasshopper. Putting in work to make it last proper. 90% of the time it's on the mind frame, so I'm getting the rain off the paw. I'm a fan, run the cool up with the ball. I stay clear-headed. And it's enough cheese to get shredded. We like Navy SEALs, looking for the gold. A natural pill, got the mothers on hold. This girl's dealing with us tonight. Came with a large appetite and got served. Got nerve, think less. You can bless me and my kinfolk. Brushing up against my yolk sack. Provoke that pen play upon how we get it on for real. For real.
Me and you come over. Do it like the shot shot. Just bring me at the cobra.
See you hopeless up in the spot, talking a lot of champagne face holding 40-ounce pot. Switch the sprockets, yeah, the top of the year. We gon' drop it like we're ready on it. You ready on it? Fast ass, wanna get all the ready on it. Making my man pull the trap back. We play the trail, we walk down to North End. Honeymoon fix, I sit with my left, twist the concept.
Go, fucker. Oh, my God. Going.
I love the way Sally walk. Bow-legged in the two-piece meal. We live in New York. We live in New York.
Alright, well, yeah, we'll be on the internet pretty soon here, so go check that shit out. We'll see how it goes. I'll see you later. Oh, I got it.